Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, February 16, 2011. On Tuesday evening, a 17-year-old Palestinian was shot and wounded in the abdomen by settler fire near Jalud village, south of Nablus. The victim was identified as Wael Mahmoud Ayed. Ayed was farming his land when the incident happened. Israel has once again demolished a Bedouin village of Al-Araqib in the Negev desert. The residents protested and were again fired upon with rubber bullets. Three children were hospitalized as a result. Residents of the village then fled to the local cemetery where they have in the past been safe from force. On this occasion, however, JNF bulldozers approached the cemetery and the exits were blocked. On Wednesday, the Jerusalem District Court rejected an appeal by police disputing the court's decision to release Sheikh Jarrah Solidarity protesters without conditions. The four protesters were arrested Monday for demonstrating against the approval of 16 new Jewish homes in the East Jerusalem neighborhood. In its previous decision, the court had ruled that the arrests were unwarranted since the nature of the protests were nonviolent and the protesters were not disturbing the peace. The judge criticized police for their behavior towards the protesters, saying that police did not follow the law. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Huzam Kaziz and Rimona M.